SRN News, I'm John Scott. A U.S. diplomat blames Mexico's government for looking the other way when it comes to the country's drug problem. Rita Foley with that report.
The U.S. ambassador to Mexico, Ken Salazar, is blasting the Mexican government, saying it's denying the crime, rampant violence, and police corruption there. He cited recent violence in the state of Sinaloa as an example. The police chief there said yesterday they found a pile of bodies on a roadside. Sinaloa's embattled governor said earlier, after bodies were found on roadsides, that, quote, "We're doing well. We'll get over this soon." Ambassador Salazar pushed back, saying that in Sinaloa, the dead can be seen everywhere. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at SRNNews.com, wildfires continue to rage in New Jersey and New York. Jennifer King has more.
Northeast states are dealing with some of the driest conditions they've seen in nearly 120 years, with numerous wildfires burning in places that haven't seen significant rain since August. The Jenkins Creek wildfire at the New York-New Jersey border is about 50% contained. In New York City, Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker talked about the conditions as a blaze at Inwood Hill Park tinged the air in Upper Manhattan with smoke.
This is exactly what we expect to see when it's been as historically dry as it's been.
Governors of New Jersey and New York have put those states under drought warnings and are calling on residents to voluntarily conserve water. I'm Jennifer King.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Sara has formed in the Caribbean. The Hurricane Center says it's too soon to say what conditions that system could bring next week to portions of the eastern Gulf of Mexico. That includes Florida, the Florida Keys, and Cuba. The Dow dropping 90 points, the NASDAQ composite down 54. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group is ready for the Christmas wars.
Liberty Counsel is rolling out its annual Friend or Foe campaign early this year. Since 2003, the Christian Law Group has been offering free legal representation for people whose expression of Christmas in public is being squashed by schools and governments. Liberty Counsel says, quote, "This campaign includes encouragement, education, and if necessary, litigation to guard our freedom to celebrate Christmas." Details can be found at lc.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's new ambassador to Israel has been a longtime supporter of the Jewish state. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is also an evangelical leader, and he maintains that the Palestinians have no right to establish a state on Israeli land. Huckabee recently said the title deed was given by God to Abraham and to his heirs. The former governor frequently visits Israel and once said he wanted to buy a vacation home there. This is SRN News. Do you know the way to San Francisco by air?
A federal judge has ordered the Port of Oakland to stop using San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport as its airport's new name, while a lawsuit by the city of San Francisco over copyright infringement is ongoing. San Francisco sued over what it said is a trademark violation. It asked a federal judge to issue a preliminary injunction saying Oakland Airport's new name is confusing people who want to fly to the San Francisco International Airport. The judge on Tuesday issued an order agreeing with the copyright violation argument, saying San Francisco spent millions to develop its brand. Keith Peters reporting.
And Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves says he'll push lawmakers to phase out the state income tax. That's even if federal spending is slashed during Donald Trump's second term as president. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.